I want to take you to Luke chapter 4. It's going to be a very short message. And you'd say, well, why is the temptation of Jesus something that is so important for Christmas? Because at Christmas time we get tempted.
Sure do. That was very good.
How many of you broke down and took a couple of those chocolates?
Yes.
Yes?
Might get some more.
Good.
Yes.
I want you to see Jesus rejected at Nazareth, which is verse 14. Chapter 4, Luke, verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, not in the power of his flesh. And that's what you just described. The power of your flesh will fight to get respect, to get accepted, and all you're doing is barking at the wrong tree. You're not going to get anywhere. So Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. So he had a good beginning and an awesome start. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. If that's not part of your scripture, you better make a circle. As was his custom. And he stood up to read. So in other words, it was an everyday occurrence every time they went to the temple or the synagogue. That he would definitely be a part of what was going on. He stood up to read the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Notice the word scroll. And when we had the Feast of Tabernacles, you learn that the scroll is written about you and about me. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written. Notice, it wasn't already prepared ahead. So he had a word of knowledge. See, you need to know you have the word of knowledge. Gail, you had a word of knowledge. You had a word of wisdom. It changed the circumstances around you. My response to the situations that were happening in this weekend for me was the same thing. Recognizing the Holy Ghost talking through me, changing the circumstances and changing the attitude of people's hearts. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." Notice it's not he anointed himself. "To preach the good news to the poor, he has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, the recovery of the sight to the blind, to release the oppressed." Yeah. "To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor," which is Jubilee. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. Anybody know where he sat? Anybody know where he sat?
He must have been up front.
Yeah.
Somewhere near the altar where you read from.
Where they sacrifice.
I know it's been taught, there's a lot of controversy there. But I remember one time when a man of God said, why sat down is so important. Where is he sitting now?
Right behind the end.
He didn't stay standing. He didn't continue to teach. In the synagogues of his day, was there an empty chair for a person? Anybody know who that person and that chair was for?
Us? For the Messiah.
For God.
Oh.
How about Elijah?
Oh. Oh.
The one that never died. The one that beat death.
Oh, that's right.
So when he sat down in Elijah's chair in the synagogue, he was saying, I am that resurrection that brought this man through death and into heaven without death. I'll leave that with you because I'm not saying that's absolute, but I would say it's got a lot to do with why he sat down. Then it says, the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. Why would that be important? The whole congregation. If he sat in his normal seat, nothing would take place in the congregation. Nothing. They wouldn't even bend their neck to look. But he did something, he sat down where it was not normal. And then he said to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Watch what happens when the Spirit of Truth speaks up. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me. Physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what you have heard that you did in Capernaum. I tell you the truth, he continued. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time. In Elijah's time? So is Elijah on his mind?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land, yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha, the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. 28 is very important. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. My prayer is that as you go through this Christmas season, that when the persecution comes and they mock you, they ridicule you, it's because of the glory of him inside of you. They can't stand you because of him. And the sooner you get that truth within you, the way they treated him is the way they will treat you. That's the confirming voice that the glory is in you. And the glorious one is alive and using you to change the circumstances in your life and the people around you. So, Father, this day I thank you for this Christmas blessing that rejection is part of our future, but at the same time that your anointing will break the yoke, and those that come out of bondage, those that come out of rejection, those that are set free and healed because of the prayer of the Holy Spirit within you, taking them higher than they've ever been before. And the salvation that is already in you will spread like fire through them. In Jesus' name, we pray. And all of God's people said,
amen.
So enjoy the trip. Enjoy this incredible season. I thank each and every one of you for the gifts and all the beautiful cards and the blessings. And I just want you to know, you are appreciated.